Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In the book of Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, "Now I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, son of Methabel, who was confined to his home, and he said, 'Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. They are coming to kill you by night.' But I said, 'Should a man as I run away? And what man, such as I, could go into the temple and live? I will not go in.' And I understood and saw that God had not sent him, but had pronounced this prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this purpose he was hired, that I should be afraid and act in this way and sin, and so that they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me." You know, Nehemiah was somebody who worked day in and day out to try and fix a problem that existed that he didn't really create. It's interesting how hard the evil one fought against him through the people and the leaders of that area. He was relentless. He did not give in. When I used to play football, I realized that I couldn't see over a lot of the really tall people that were in front of me. I was a defensive end who was 6'2", but there were people who were much larger than I was that I was playing against. I did find a secret, though. I found that wherever the resistance was, I needed to run into the resistance. You see, if somebody was coming out to block me and move me in one direction, they were coming out to block me for a real reason. I needed to realize that that block was something I had to fight. And if I would fight through the resistance, I would find where the football was. The football carrier was always on the other side of the resistance. I had to learn not to run away from resistance, but to run into resistance. And every single time I ran into resistance, I found the ball carrier. You see, life is that way as well. People that try and set their lives up, who say they love God and are trying to minimize the resistance in life, are not going to maximize their life. In fact, they're not going to find the ball carrier. The play will go the other way, and they'll be glad because they have comfort and nobody's chasing them and there's no resistance. In fact, some people think that no resistance means that God is blessing their life, when it's exactly the opposite. When they used to send 2 or 3 blockers at me, they sent them at me because I was significantly in their way. Those who are being used of God in a significant way will often find resistance that they can't hardly believe exists, because of the great work they do. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch, here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.